not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network.
Cool. Across every time zone, covering both hemispheres. It's a featured music special on Artist First World Radio. Glad to be with you, everybody. It's Z-Man sitting in for Corey King. He's on assignment covering a live concert in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He'll be back reporting on that. You can get some details on the top of our homepage. I'll be sitting in for tonight's interrogation. Hey, I got more experience at this than all the rest of the DJs at the station do combined. You think I'd be a little bit better at it than I am by now, but... All right, well, listen, folks, we're over 10 million listeners a month, and it's not because you listen to me. It's because we bring you some of the best new music you've never heard across every genre. And tonight, we got a couple of great guys that are with us. I want to welcome from First Mind Records, it's DJ Soto and Black G. Gentlemen.
Already, we home.
Hey, man, it's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you guys in a couple weeks since we were... hooking up a while back. A lot of listeners are going to be hearing about you guys for the very first time tonight, so let's do a little bit of rundown on, first of all, as you guys as individuals, and let's start with you, DJ Soto. Let's tell yourself a little bit about, tell us a little about yourself, please.
Well, about myself, you know, I've been doing the music thing, starting off as a DJ, got it from my Aunt Cherise that taught me a lot about the DJing and stuff like that. Which a lot of people don't expect a woman to be DJing. They think it's just about the men, but that's where I got my DJing skills from. And she taught me quite a bit, from breaking down the studio set to hooking it up to taking it apart, everything with the technology. So I've been doing the DJing thing for a while and audio recording for a while, and then sooner down the line I hooked up with First Mind Records and started pursuing my career as an artist also.
Yeah, and he's a hell of a promoter too.
Boy, we are getting some, I'm not sure why we're getting some static, but we are getting some serious phone static. I don't know if that's on our line or it's just in the system, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to run the first track and see if we can't improve our phone line, folks. So stick with us. I don't know, with today's phone lines, you never know what the hell's going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to run a tune from Black G while we try and fix the phones. This tune is...
Black G, First Mind Records. Check us out on Facebook.com, First Mind Records.
Say, I had to come up in this game to make you say what I say. Always, always, always. Say, I had to come up in this game to make you say what I say. Always, always, always. I'ma always be doing mine, I'ma always be on the rise, I'ma always be on my grind, cause I always gotta shine. She Black G, I ain't lying, always until I die. I'm always gonna be following my first mind. I'ma always keep a strap on my side when I ride. I'ma always stay alert with my eyes on the prize. Say I'ma always pay attention, I'm always watching high. For the jackals, for the haters trying to take my clout. I'ma always keep some flame, I'ma always stay on top. I'ma always be ready for whatever that may pop. I'm always trying to make some kind of power move, right? Say always, all the time, cause the game tight. See, I'm always about my biz every day and every night. And I don't care if you hating on it or if you like it. Cause for life, this is how I'm putting it down. Say, on the real, I say it with me always. I'm up in this game to make you say what I say. Always, always, always. Say, I had to come up in this game to make you say what I say. Always, always, always. Up, putting this in your face.
place. I'm always banging something new for you in the place. I'm always gonna make something to make you all relate. Always, all the time, 24/9 filming, mate. And if you can't, it still won't stop me from doing this always. Hitting up the mall, G, going on some shopping sprees. I'm in the people watching me, cause they know I'm getting rich. Always in my mix, wanna know what I'm gonna do next. I always get respect, always what you expect. I'm always fresh and clean, on the scene from toe to head. I always do it big, in my ride with limo tint. This my southern anthem, always I'm gonna represent. I always get it lit, I'm always making more. I'm always on it, I'm always letting you know.
I had to come up in this game to make you say what I say. Always, always, always. Say I had to come up in this game to make you say what.
Stay ahead of the game. There's some fools try to play, cause now I'm making some more change. Always easily, like it really ain't no thing. I've been had some street fame. Now the world need to know my name. I had to make it say what I say on the mic and get paid. Show y'all lavish and late. I'm living, look at how I got it made. Yeah, I came a long way from off the needle in the tray. And when I was on the software serving fiends, running from the HPD, I was always in the streets. And I still be on the block on any corner with some of my homies with my automatic cock. Always it don't stop, putting in work like punching clocks. Some unbelievers used to doubt, but now I got them all shot. Cause I was a have not, I used to didn't have a lot. So now they amazed, wondering how I done got what I got. And if you can't figure me out, then don't even wreck your brain. Now all that you need to know is I'm here to stay always.
I used to come up in this game to make you say what I say. Always, always, always. Say I had to come up in this game to make you say what.
Alrighty. Boy, that was making me crazy there.
Folks, already, always. Now, always.
Well, we had a little trouble with the we're getting the phone popping there. Now we've got a good clean line. And Black G, we didn't get a chance before we went to that cut, but that was one of your cuts featuring you. Tell us about that cut.
Well, that song right there is called Always, you know, just like Already is saying down south, you know, that's my southern anthem. You know, out here in Houston, you know, I wrote that song based on trying to, you know, make a song that, a saying that people, you know, always say, you know, always, like Already, man, you know, that's how we do it down south, you know. We try to put, you know, make them say what we say, you know what I'm saying?
Now, so you're not originally from Houston?
Yeah, born and raised in Houston.
Okay,
born
I guess
so. Born and raised in Houston, Third Ward, Texas, southwest side of Houston, you know what I mean? Original born and raised South Sider.
So what's the music scene like in Houston? I mean, it's a great music town, but, you know, are there a lot of venues where you guys can perform?
Yeah, you know, I've performed at Numbers Nightclub, JetBlue Lounge, Arthur's Sports Bar, you know, that's another popping club, you know. Big ups to my boy Painkiller, you know, one of the guys helped me start out in the music thing. You know, they had the old school hit on Fondren, you know, and I did a remake of their song called Still on Fondren. You know, you can check the video out on YouTube.com, HRR Roundtree, you know what I mean, HR Roundtree, Still on Fondren.
And by the way, we got all the links up there, folks, right by the name. You can click right on through. There's a Facebook, there's MySpace, there's FirstMindRecords.com. We got all the links up there. You can see what we're talking about. You know, I'm a performing musician. I still get out and work in the nightclubs on the weekends. But, you know, the business ain't what it was 10 years ago for live performers, man. Is it harder to get gigs now than it used to be?
Well, it's not that hard getting gigs. You know, me, myself, I'm kind of taking a little breather, a little break. You know, I've been working the net, me and DJ Soto, you know, the promo king. We've been working the net, you know, building up the downloads, you know. And it's always good to do shows. You know, I've also performed at the Astro Arena. At the 99 car show, you know what I mean? You know, we do a lot of street promoting, postcards and flyers and things of that nature. You know what I mean? Used to have the wrapped up promo vehicle, the 07 Suburban, you know, with my face on it.
Oh,
you know,
cool,
we try to
man.
Keep it in their face in the streets, you know.
That is bad, man. You had the car wrapped. That is slick. You don't see that too often around here, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, you got it exactly right. There's so many guys that go out there, and then just because they cut a record, now they're going, they'll go home and sit and wait for the checks to pour in. It doesn't work that way. You got to get out there and do something.
Job.
It is, man. And, you know, it's that's why it's called the music business. They forget about that second word, the business. So
exactly. You know, I do a lot of writing. You know, I have a lot of songs wrote, you know, but it's a lot of things that's unreleased because, like you say, the music business isn't the way it used to be. You know what I mean? You can't just give them everything at once. You know, like Sade, one of the, you know, most famous artists out there. You know, she comes out with an album every 10 years and they go platinum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, she's terrific. But you know, I've been around long enough to remember when it used to be very, very bad. When the independent artist, when the little guy had no chance whatsoever of ever being heard by anybody. First of all, the recording equipment was too expensive. And then you'd have to impress some kind of distributor somewhere in order to get, you know, your music in record stores. Now you can sell directly to the public, and you don't need a major record deal. You don't need to be making money for Mr. Sony anymore. You can be making it for yourself. What do you think?
Exactly. That's why we love the internet. Facebook.com/FIRSTMIND records all together. You already know.
And, you know, we've sort of come to this realization in the last couple of weeks. With the archiving, like this show right now, this will be put on our archive. 30 websites will steal this program by tomorrow and post
wow.
it on, and
we
post it on
I
their websites.
The love, man.
Well, nothing we can do about it. Baidu in China is a big one. Tagu.ru in Russia is a big one. They love American radio.
Yep, and we love Artists First Network for having us on.
But think about this a minute, man. The stuff you're doing right now on this show and the videos you have posted on YouTube and your website, unless something goes really, really wrong in the world, those videos will be up there long after all of us are dead.
Yeah.
They will outlive all of us. There's no reason to think that your music won't exist on the internet forever. That kind of freaks me out. Isn't that cool?
That's a beautiful thing. That's incredible, man.
We may be the very first generation where that happens, where all the stuff that's out there, that's digitized, stays out there forever. How cool is that?
And that's what we need. That's what us independents need. You know, First Mind Records, we're a label. We're all about, you know, following your first mind and doing what you feel in your heart, you know, because anybody can make it, you know, and everybody has a dream. You know what I mean?
Well, and record labels are a tough, tough thing to manage and work, but we'll talk about that after we get back from another track. You're listening to a featured music special. That's DJ Soto and Black G on the line with us.
That's right, and they're about to play Baller Like Me featuring Big T from the original Wanna Be a Baller.
And they're
all ready.
Here we go, folks. Check it out.
Yeah, it's that boy Big T. Back to back, balling with Black G.
I know you wanna be a baller like me in these streets stacking up ends. I know you wanna be a baller like me, live real fly riding bad chicks. I know you wanna be a baller like me when you see how I'm getting rich. Said I know you wanna be, well, said I know you wanna be, yeah.
I know you wanna be a baller like me, living it up, getting money like a young Black G supposed to. In this life, staying on the stand high, keeping my head to the sky, I'm keeping it real. I ain't no lie for every day and every night, you know I keep my game tight. So I know you wanna be a baller like me, right? Taking flights coast to coast in jets, privately owned, sipping drink and some wine that's been aged real long. Third one, Southwest, Houston, Texas is my home. I still got a pay cause I don't like dealing on phones. Now you already know I keep some work on the low. You haters can say what you want, but I'm still making my dough. I gotta go gold, I gotta go platinum, maybe even diamond, but some said would never happen. So I'm gonna keep mashing in these streets and industry. About to spiral with my first mind, I know you wanna be, see?
I know you wanna be a baller like me in these streets stacking up ends. I know you wanna be a baller like me, live real fly rising bad chicks. I know you wanna be a baller.
I know you wanna be, yeah. You can't even even lie. I could tell by how you looked when I passed by. But I can't forget about how we used to shortstop. Making it fold up, making knots on the block. Watching out for undercover cops, try to plot. Down south, stay on fire, we gon' keep it hot. I know you wanna be a baller, everybody stay on top. I know you wanna be a baller with a whole lot of everything, more than you need to maintain. Staying on some G-double-O-D every night and day. Keeping something sweet blazing with no complaints. Just getting it how you live, forget what a hater think. I know you wanna be like me, so stay getting paid. Then unexpectedly, you too just might have it made. Like it ain't no thing out here, just getting rich. With live crews, fly rides, and some bad chicks.
I know you wanna be a baller like me, and these streets stacking up ends. I know you wanna be a baller.
I know you wanna be like me and the rest of my G's. R.I.P. to Pat Screwhawk, Mo, and Pimp C. Thanks to that rap a lot and that SUC. For opening up more doors for the whole third coast. Yeah. They some of the ones that really did inspire me. So I'ma keep on ballin' till I D.I.E. See my cars in the driveway and my home. And my wardrobe and the jewelry that I got on. I know you wanna be like me, so keep your hustle strong. I stay on the highway, traffic and stand blow. Getting done from a senorita, real though. In my stash, I keep something loaded, ready to go. I'm in the live crib, fly ride with a bad chick. If I ain't out hitting the lick, that's where I'm chilling at. Cause I can't have it no other way else, G. And when you do see, I know you gon'
wanna be
black, G.
You are listening to music from First Mind Records. That's Black G, Baller Like Me.
First Mind.
So
First Mind.
Do you live that life, Black G?
I absolutely do live that life. I'm a baller like me, my own type of baller. You know, First Mind Records is a label that's all about awareness. We want everybody to follow their first mind. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man. Do what's right, man. Because doing what's wrong is going to have you in the wrong places, man.
Well, I was telling the fellas off air, folks, go check out the website. Look at the album art and the design. They got a first-class operation going here. Who does your graphic design and album art?
Well, we went through CD Baby, you know, and, you know, we deal with a bunch of different people. You know, it's just not one particular people that, you know, do our artwork. But we deal with different, you know, people that do the artwork. Freeze from Louisiana, he done some artwork for us. Like I said again, CD Baby with partnered with Discmakers, you know, they done some artwork for us. You know, that's just to name a few.
And you know what? That's a first class product.
Appreciate it.
You need to do that. I think a lot of bands out there could learn from the way you're putting out your products. You know.
Thank you.
The bottom line is you got to be able to go, if you're ever going to get heard by somebody other than doing a live show, you got to record. Tell us
exactly about
that's a different animal, man. Recording is entirely different than being on stage at a nightclub or a festival. So what's the world like for Black G when that recording light goes on? Are you a one-take wonder?
I'm somewhat of a one-take wonder. You know, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, oh, you know, I don't write nothing, man. I write, you know what I mean? I love to write. You know, I'm more of a writer than a freestyler, you know what I mean? Because I like time to think so I can really be able to follow my first mind when I'm recording, you know what I mean? But I'm not, I don't do 100 takes, you know. Yeah, I get the job done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially, you know, some people, I don't know what it is. Some people, they just freeze up. I mean, sometimes the most brilliant musician, the recording light comes on and... And you know, they perform like a fish wearing a mitten.
Nah, it comes natural to me, man. You know, I've recorded at the studios where some of the best recorded, like Digital Service Studio out here in Houston, Texas, man. I mean, they've recorded a number of top artists, you know what I mean? I could go on and on the list, you know, but the top, people know who they are. Digital Service Studios, you know, one of the best out there.
Well, the bottom line is I don't care where you record. I mean, all those studios are great, and they obviously you can hear they do a great job. But you know what? With today's playing field, with a couple $100 and a pawn shop nearby, you can set up a recording studio and put out an album that kicks ass. You know what I mean?
That's true. We actually did a mixtape. You know what I mean? It's called Guy Green the Mixtape. You know, DJ Soto, he promoted a lot of that mixtape out there in Colorado and in New York and out here in Houston also.
Yep, it's the playing field is level. If you got skills, you can compete in this world. I think it's a great time to be an independent artist in this world because people are waking up
Absolutely.
And listening.
You reap all the benefits.
Yes, you do. Now, Black G's got to, believe this or not, I'm going to tell. Black G's at work, and we're doing his show on a break, and this has never been done in the 12-year history. And the artist first radio.
It's a first minder.
220 million people have listened to the station the last 47 months, and none of them
That's
have
right.
heard an interview.
Hey, like they said on In Living Color, I got 20 jobs, man.
Well, that is terrific, man. I mean, you're out there, you're a hardworking guy, but he has to leave us in 4 minutes, so that's why we've been talking to. We haven't been ignoring DJ Soto. He knows this. So.
Oh, it's all good.
All right, but so one final question before we run out of time with you, Black G. If you know, where would you rather spend the day on stage at a you know doing a live show, or would you rather spend a day at the studio?
I would rather spend a day on stage.
Damn, what is it? You know,
on
why
stage,
do you think that is,
say,
man?
Just to see the reaction from the crowd when they see and hear the songs coming from the one man gang. When they hear a song that I'm on by myself, because I feel like I'm a one-man gang when I'm on the song by myself.
Well, we were talking earlier, he does have to beat them back from the stage with his mic stand, because the bitches are trying to climb. How do you handle all the bitches? I mean, I'm saying that affectionately, you know what I mean, but, you know, there's so many of them, how do you keep it straight?
I take it slow, man, you know, I'm slow motion, baby, slow motion.
Well, maybe you could hire a personal assistant to handle that for you.
Yeah, DJ Soto.
Yeah, I got it, y'all. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Well, Black G, thank you so much for the time you had tonight to spend with us, and we look forward to having you on the station. You're welcome here anytime. You guys should send us a station call tag. We'll put that in now that your the commercial's not running anymore since your show's over. But, hey, we'd love to help you guys any way we can. Artist First is here to help, and whatever we can do to help you, Black G, you let us know, and we'll take care of you, bro.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
All right, man. We got to say bye to Black G, but we're going to say hello to a tune that features Black G, DJ Soto, and J. Dot. It's called H-Town Clownin'.
And that's right.
And we're going to run that baby
down.
Yeah,
it's going to go down. H-Town.
H-Town Clownin'.
Where
we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses.
I'm from H-Town clowning. Where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses. I'm from H-Town clowning. Where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses. I'm from H-Town, getting my clown on. Nothing but chrome is what I roll around on. We like to rap a lot, screw our music and sell stones. All the way from Aldine, Bender to Posto. We love to make the candy dance and the rims poke. Choking on some good smoke, watching for po-po's. You already know Robert Earl been in my deck ever since JY back in 96. Now it's 2000 and something and I'm still on my shit. H-Town clowning, so I keep a full clip, cause you never really know what to expect. When they see you on top, some haters gon' want you dead. These boys ain't scared in this hood where we at. Some be tripping off their sherm, they done dipped the whole strap. But I'm just slipping these packs, getting my cash on. I'm from H-Town clowning, this how it goes. I'm from H-Town clowning, where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses. I'm from H-Town clowning, where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses.
I'm from H-Town, with first mind, we got shine on. Studio time to all night, hit me grind. I bet we be shining when we pop up on the scene. And you know how H-Town do, starts in our gene. J's on my feet, and haters get defeated. They don't competition, so they need to stop beating. And next time we cheapin', twistin' some sweetin', throwin' dice on the grind, hollin' T-leading. I do this every season, it costs to be bleeding. It take money to make money, so watch out, crash dummy. And next time I'm clownin', we out here getting money. You already know, hold up, you gotta love it.
H-Town clownin', where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses. I'm from H-Town clownin', where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses.
That's right. We on it. H-Town clowning. Jay, I tell them what's up.
I'm from H-Town, Texas. What you niggas know? IT hustling, bro, cause we get it for the low. Southside players, what you niggas need? Hard South pill packs, plus we got weed. Whatever you niggas need, we got it. Don't be bumping with fuck shit, cause bitch nigga, we bite it. Candy paint, 84, wood grain gripping. Syrup sipping, lane switching, you know we still tipping. We ain't tripping, we paid. Two slabs in the shade. That's H-Town lingo, that mean a nigga made. Never caught slipping, y'all tripping. Pop the trunk, drop the top, we still attracting women. I'm a Southside player, until a nigga gone. Fuck what you niggas talking, bitch, I'm getting my grind on. Nigga, we H-Town
clowning. I'm from H-Town clowning, where we rap a lot. Screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses. I'm from H-Town clowning, where we rap a lot, screw the music up and hustle out of dope houses.
You are listening to a featured music special on Artist First World Radio. Z-Man in the chair tonight. I'm filling in for Corey King. He's on assignment covering a live concert in Pittsburgh, PA tonight. On the line with me from First Mind Records is DJ Soto, the other.
Already.
Here we go, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I'm out here in New York, you know, just came from Colorado a couple months ago, out here putting out the mixtape, Got Green. You know, we released it in Colorado and Texas already. Now I'm out here in New York, the promo king, just doing my duty.
You are in New York right now. That's cool, man.
Yes, sir, the Big Apple.
You know, you guys got balls, man. I mean, you're doing it exactly right. You know, we talk to so many guys, and I don't care if you're young or old, girl or boy, or I don't care if you're a country artist or a rock band, you got to promote. And you know what? There's very few people who are going to do that for you. Oh, if you pay them, they will. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, you got to just get out there and do that. And you guys sound like you guys know what you're doing, man. How'd you first get in the business?
Well, first of all, I got in the business is basically through my Aunt Cherise, you know what I'm saying? She basically put me through with DJing. She, you know, she bought me my first studio set, which I had it hooked up in my room. And most of the time, I had a bunch of friends and stuff come over freestyling, recording, because I was basically one of the only people in the apartments in Baytown, Texas, in Broadwood with a studio at the time, doing my thing on my own, you know. But that's basically how I started off with the music. It's through my aunt.
Well, and then you had the wherewithal to learn how to use the equipment. You know, I've seen some guys with some big cash, they buy some great, very extensive equipment, then it takes them 5 years to figure out how to run it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's just natural with me because once I got the equipment, I was in there studying it like a test, you know, like a quiz for school. So I was in there breaking it down, hooking it up, till, you know what I'm saying, I had it down pack. Where it ain't no mess ups, you know. We just get it in and do it like that. We had a couple of weddings. We done did a gig for. We did weddings. We did different foundations, like all kinds of gigs. We done did house parties, pool parties, everything. You name it, we did it.
Yeah, you know the worst kind of gigs you can do, ladies and gentlemen, as a performing musician myself for 30 years, is a wedding. I've seen the best fights at weddings. I've seen better fights at weddings than I see on HBO.
Oh, yeah. But as long as they stay away from the equipment.
Oh, yeah, man. I saw the bride get knocked up out right there. Faced anyway. After we're going to run a track and then we're going to come back. You got to have some crazy stories. I like to hear some of the war stories of stuff that's happened to our guests.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, I mean, and people think it's, oh, everything works right all the time. Hell, it doesn't work right most of the time. There's always something going wrong at a live performance. I think that's why some artists like the studio, because there's less chances for things to go crazy, perhaps. Where are you more comfortable? I asked Black G that. Where are you more comfortable, studio or out on stage?
more comfortable, I would say, out on stage. But basically, it's a concept of both, because me as an artist and a DJ, not only do I get to be on stage performing, but also most of the time handle the equipment on stage, like the microphone, the DJ equipment, all that kind of stuff. So I got to really go with both of them. You know, it's a concept of both things, you know, DJing and basically rapping and stuff like that. It comes along with it.
And did you ever feel the pressure of, you know, when you're the DJ and you're running the entertainment, that means you're running the entertainment. It's you. And if you know, that's a responsibility to entertain hundreds or thousands of people, and it's one guy. You know what I mean? People that don't do it, they don't realize how much stress that can become when you feel responsible for making all those people standing out there happy. You ever get that feeling?
Yeah, I get that feeling a lot. You know, it's like you be kicking back, you be playing one song, everybody jamming to it, and the next thing you know, you got to think, what's the next song to get it even more hype, keep the crowd going, you know, keep them alive and awake. So DJing it's not an easy job, but it's something kind of hard. But as long as you stay focused and follow your first mind, it'll all fall through.
You're absolutely right. It is a form of crowd control. We've had club owners tell us that. We take, you know, the way you build up a concert, the way you build up your set list so that it crescendos here, there's valleys, and then there's slow periods where you're playing slow stuff. You know what I mean? You have the crowd, you have the control to whip that crowd into a frenzy or get them lovey-dovey and on the dance floor for hours. You know what I mean? That power is in your hands depending on what you play.
Oh, yeah. It all depends on what you play, because you can play something and, you know, the crowd will be jumping to it, but then you might play another track and they might just be even more crunk and be jumping and going live with it. So it's like basically it's all about the music and what the crowd like, you know. So as me being an entertainer and a DJ, you know, that's basics of like to DJing is basically keep the crowd happy and keep them going, you know, to keep the party live.
Well, you know, not everybody, well, I suppose everybody thinks that they can be a great writer, a great musician, a great athlete, but we all know that isn't the case. And most people never follow through or get anywhere near as far as you guys have. What do you think? Do you think you were born with this creativity, or do you think it's something that you teach yourself? Where do you think it comes from?
Well, basically, it generated basically, I've been loving music since birth, you know. Since birth, I've been my aunt and my grandma, you know, everybody loved music. They always been listening to music. Now, I grew up around lots of different music. Like, you know, I can go way back to like Al Green, James Brown, you know, people like that. You know, I grew up on them kind of lyrics, and then it basically went on, pushed on from there, you know, jamming new stuff. Like nowadays, my favorite stuff is like tunes like from the homies in Colorado, like King Street, you know, you got Interstate Ike, you got Titanic from Mount Bello, you got Lil Bad, Lil Mix, you got Be Nice, The Truth, Comedy Connect, Swag. You know, it's quite a variety of different artists, but it's basically all on the sound and basically the feelings that come from the music. You know, it ain't just like some regular song some people are write and basically talking about this and talking about that. Basically, I go along with the flow of the track, the flow of the music. And I get my vibe from basically like what the artist is actually talking about, which actually can touch a lot of people. Like, you know, for instance, Michael Jackson, take him for example. You know, he touched people all across the world and not just in his state. You know, this man went worldwide just by the lyrics that he put out.
Generations, so, man, generations. You know, I mean, yeah. he'll be wowing generations to come. The people, yeah, that aren't born yet, they're going to hear Michael Jackson. They're going to feel the same way about him the rest of the world does. He's a brilliant artist.
You know, like I know a few people, you know, right now that I believe got great talent right now in the rap game and the music business. Like my homie Professor P, we call him Professor P because to me with the lyrics, he's just a professor. So, you know, we just call him Professor P and he does his thing. Which I feel like when he get his turn to explode, it's basically going to touch a lot of people from the rhymes that he put out. So it's a lot to the concept of the music. So it's basically of how you put your music out and what you're talking about that's going to actually catch your eyes.
I agree, because in the hip hop and rap genre, I think the guys are, you know, the topics are getting worn out. You know, you need to be a little different, because to hear the same thing year in, year out with just another guy saying it. You know, and I guess that's what every music genre goes through. You know, like the blues. I haven't heard a new blues song in 50 years. I love the blues, but, you know, it's almost all been done already. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say that. But
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's basically like music can come in and go, but it's like nowadays it's real hard to get into the industry, because it's like if you don't know nobody, they make it harder for you, like, to even get radio play, get promotion. Everything is about money, money, money. And it's like, you know, the world revolves around money. And it's like, you know, nobody really take the time to listen to local artists, which me, as a DJ, a promoter, and people calling me Promo King, which I got that from my homie, Be Nice to Truth. He actually gave me that name, the Promo King. Cause I basically what I do is I support locals. You know, I don't really too. I don't get me wrong. I love the majors and I love what they do, but my whole thing is, as a DJ and a promoter and an artist, I love locals. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, for this 2K12, and I started it in 2011, is basically support the locals, which is we're gonna take it real. It's gonna get real big, you know, and get the locals heard. Because a lot of locals these days, they got a lot of stuff on their mind to put out there for the streets to hear.
And they deserve to be heard. Just because
exactly.
You don't have some big-ass budget and you ain't got limos picking you up, you know, okay, those guys got all kinds of money to be heard. It's the little guy. That's why we called the station Artist First back in 1996. Somebody had to give the little guy a platform. Now we're reaching 92,000 people with this show. You know, I mean, that would have been unheard of 15, 20 years ago, and the independents need to be heard. Yeah, I'll be blunt. I've said this a million times. The worst thing you can do is sign a major record deal, a major record deal. Now, I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't
–
that's the small record labels is where to go, and forget about those big guys, because they'll say, well, I'll make you famous while you make me rich.
Exactly, and that's why us as First Mind Records, we're independent label – which we don't, like, when we bring people to the table, we tell them, hey, we ain't really making no money right now, but once this thing pop off and everything is good and go, you know, we all going to get paid. But we do it as a team, basically. We not too much worried about being major and getting super-duper rich, because, like they say, you know, the more money, the more problems. And I don't want the whole pie. I just want a piece of it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, everybody got their chance and everybody got their turn to come in life, you know, and do things that be successful, no matter if it's rapping, music, singing, whatever it is that your heart desires you to do, you know, that's what you should go with and follow your first mind.
Follow your first mind. It is First Mind Records. If you're just tuning in, Z-Man sitting in for Corey King tonight. That's DJ Soto on the line with us from First Mind Records. And
yes, sir.
We're going to run a cut here if my computer works. This next cut is called Time Goes Slow. We want to set this up for the listeners?
Yeah, Time Goes Slow basically came about, you know, everybody did some time, you know, got in a little trouble and did time in jail. So that's basically where that song came about from, is Time Goes Slow. When you're watching the clock, you're sitting behind bars and, you know, you're listening to Artist First Radio, you know, and we basically came up with Time Goes Slow and put it out there for the people that did time and been going through some hard times. So that's where it basically came about from, with me, Black G, and J-Dot on it.
Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell waiting to get out. Trying to stay on top, trying to stay on top. Won't quit it, won't stop till your sins run out. Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell waiting to get out. Trying to stay on top, trying to stay on top. You won't quit it, won't stop till your sins run out.
time goes slow when you're locked in jail. I never been there long and don't wanna go again. It took 2 days for them to process me in. Waiting and holding tanks for 60 other niggas. The spirit of hookers being packed like that get hot. And that night you gon' feel Jack Frost's bite. From sleeping on cold phones with no cot and no blanket. In other words, you ass hot. Thinking about how I shouldn't have done what I did. Mouth was dry cause I wanted something cold to drink. And the only water that's running is in the sink. Connected to the toilet smelling like shit and pee. If you don't believe me, then ask some ex. Cons that them been there know what I'm talking about. It ain't no fun and I hope I can bail out. But if not, then I gotta do my time. Cause
time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell waiting to get out. Trying to stay on top, trying to stay on top. You won't quit it, won't stop until your sins run out. Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell waiting to get out. Trying to stay on top, trying to stay on top. You won't quit it, won't stop until your sins run out. Goddamn, Judge Kelly still tripping. Been waiting 3 months and still ain't got my sentence. Big bell don't mean shit, I guess you out the door. I can't trip, bro, I gotta keep it clear though. And if I trip, I may slip and knock a nigga out. Then that's another case, damn, bro, I missed the plot. I miss chilling with my nigga, shit, hitting nigga. Keep thinking about these hoes, damn, bro, I miss the bitch. I miss the sister too, shit, I don't know what to do. Now my lawyer talking about they wanna give me two. Got my teen lady crying, I'm so confused. All I get was still a car, man, it's fucked up. Just shelter, bro, he can kiss my nuts. I ain't signing shit, bro, he can kiss my ass. Take me back to my cell, got made mad. This is motherfucking bullshit, man. Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell, waiting to get out. Trying to stay on top, trying to stay on top. You won't quit it, won't stop until your sins run out. Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell, waiting to get out. Trying to stay on top, trying to stay on top. You won't quit it, won't stop until your sins run out.
Time goes slow when you're watching the clock and you're waiting to get out, but they got you on lock. Thinking 3 meals a day gon' fill my spot, but it ain't no real food, it's just a bunch of slop. Hard heads, they trippin', so I'ma box it out. Size ain't shit, bitch, you can all get dropped. See, they mad in the bitch, cause they ain't on top. Ain't no money on their books, so that makes it worse. Bitch, hit the top up, we all know it's your first. Bitch, in the restrooms, trying to climb the walls. Little dumbass nigga making a longer walk. We gon' handle your bitch ass when them laws walk off. But we gon' keep it on the low, cause we tryna get out. Don't wanna spend no extra time, bitch, watching the clock. I need to be back on the streets, tryna stack my knots. Sick and tired of them chairs telling us lights out.
Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell, waiting to get out. Tryna stay on top, tryna stay on top. You won't quit, won't stop till your sins run out. Time goes slow when you watching the clock. Living day for day in the cell, waiting to get out. Tryna stay on top, tryna stay on top. You won't quit, won't stop till your sins run out.
You are listening to a featured music special at Artist First World Radio. I almost, DJ Sato, I almost wish we had the mics turned on. We were talking about the scumbags that run the radio and record business in this country. It's organized crime. Am I allowed to say that? They're going to blow up my car someday. I'm not telling anybody anything new that hasn't been public knowledge for 40 years.
Oh, yeah, it's been around for a long time, people getting screwed out of their money and screwed out of the business. If you don't know the business, hey, the rap game ain't something to play with. You actually got to know what you're doing.
Well, that's why it's cool when you can handle your own business, you know? I mean, you trust the people you work with. You got to trust somebody, right? You know, I mean, I suppose, hell, our wives and girlfriends cheat on us, those, well, you know. But you know what I'm saying. It's much less likely that you're going to get ripped off when you're dealing with a small label that's accountable and you know the people and you can go up and talk to them and they're not sitting on some skyscraper down on Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what it is. It's like, you know, you can sign a label like we was talking about on the break. You can sign with a label, but basically if you go platinum, you really ain't collecting the royalties. That label collecting all the money. And you getting like 10% of 100. So it's like you got to be careful who you sign with and the things you do. That's why as a label, independent label, we go by the name First Mind Records, and we just like to do it how we doing it now. And we got everybody play their part, play their position, and everything you get done, it'll be successful.
Yeah, because, you know, how do you know if you've got a major record deal, how do you know how many records they sold? You think they're really going to tell you that? How do you know? How do you know what that number is?
you will never know. That's the catch. That's the catch behind it. You will never know. They can tell you, hey, you sold 50,000 this year, but really you sold 200,000, and they collecting all that money from 200,000 records you sold, but you're only getting 50,000 work.
Now, folks, if you think I'm a nutbag by bringing this up, I invite you to go to the National Public Radio website, where there's an archived program of a New York law firm who exclusively, the only thing they do is audit record deals, big record deals. It costs $50,000 just to hire this firm to check and see if you've been ripped off. And you go listen to that program. At the time of that recording, every single client they had was being ripped off for more than $50,000. 100%. So I'm not just some raving lunatic. You can go check it out, folks. Doesn't that make you want to just jump for joy, DJ Soto, that you're in a business that you can expect to get ripped off in?
Oh, yeah. That'll make you go nuts. It's crazy, you know, how they do it. They try to play like everything cool and gravy, but it's really not on the other terms of the table. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, but it's all good, though. That's why we, like I say, we independent. And I show support to all local artists because I feel like all the locals and the artists basically is the one that's putting in all the work. But then they got to suffer because the major label they sign with, they put in all the work, but then the label collect all the money. So it's basically a gamble, you know. You got to be careful dealing with this rap game and this music industry.
Well, bravo. Anything Artists First can do to help you guys at First Mind Records and promote. Like you say, you are the promoting guy. You know, we know how this is going, and we'll do anything we can to help you guys out. You just let us know what we need to do.
Okay, yeah, because we got a couple different things getting ready to come out. We got a magazine with Stardom Hip Hop 101. I don't know if anybody really heard of it, but, you know, it's a worldwide magazine in different states, a couple different states, like Atlanta, Florida, New York. You know, they can buy it in stores. We actually in that magazine coming out May 18th. It's a release date for online. And then we also, it's going to be released to stores, like in Houston, Texas, all kind of different states on May 25th. It'll be released to stores for the public to actually see what we're doing.
Excellent,
so, we got quite a bit of stuff going on. And to all my fans out there, I just want to touch base to, you know, you can check us out on Facebook / First Mind Records, all one word. Or you can come to me direct and connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/ 1DJ Soto, the number 1 and DJ Soto on facebook.com. So, you know, or you can look me up on Facebook, Mr. Keepy 1000.
Hey, well, it's going to be interesting to check in on you guys periodically and see what's going on. You know, this is a great time to be an indie artist. Yes, you can. If you get out there and work hard and you got a product people want, you can make it. Hey, the record business showed us you can shovel crap down people's ears and they'll buy it. I mean, junk. Because if they...
It's a lot of songs out there to me that really is like not even worth it. But for some odd reason, it just actually go platinum or go gold or whatever. And it's like, how in the world did this song actually get somewhere? And it don't even make any sense whatsoever.
And the guy, like, were you deaf when you recorded that? Did you actually listen to that before you released it to the stations? Like, come on, man. Well, I know. If you heard the one case where Sony, one of the cases where they were prosecuted, the Sony was busted for payola. It's been a couple of years ago. And I remember one of the program directors at the radio station saying, man, did you hear that music? There was no way we were going to play it unless they were paying us, dude. I mean, the stuff was terrible. And he admitted
it. That's basically what it is. It's like a song that's basically not even worth it at all. People that spend big money just to get it out there, just to get heard. And next thing you know, they think they blow up, but really, like we was talking about, you know, it's the record labels that's collecting all the profit.
They get paid, and they get paid first. Well, not at Artists First. We try to get the artists paid at all, you know? That's why we started the station. But
And that's why I started doing what I do and support locals. It's basically what I want people to start doing is, you know, pay more attention to the locals because right now It's like, yeah, we got a lot of majors out there that got good music, don't get me wrong, but the thing about it is when have you ever heard of a major artist going to a record shop and buying a local artist CD? Never, because once they blow up, they ain't worried about nobody underneath
them. They got theirs. I got mine. That's it, man. And did you hear? This is something new for listeners out there. I've heard that the major record labels have announced that they're going to start to phase out CD production once and for all.
Oh yeah, I heard something about that. But you know, they can try. I've been hearing a lot of things. Like a lot of radio stations starting to go out of business too. You know, and basically going underground because it's like nobody really listening to them. They're not getting enough listeners because now you got the technology with internet. You can do anything online. So it's like, you know, it's crazy.
Oh, I could tell you some stories. I wish we had more time, but you hit the nail on the head because you won't hear this on your local station, folks. I guarantee it. But the radio listenership in America in the past 5 years, AM and FM, is plummeting. It's heading right for zero. They'll always be radio stations. They'll always be local stations. But they're not going to be the multi-million dollar properties they once were because regular radio is a dinosaur. You know,
exactly.
Now you got to have content. Now people are going to listen to you because of what you got, not how many sponsors are paying you to run more commercials.
Exactly.
See, on other stations, they run music, so you'll stay long enough to listen to their next paid commercial. On our station, it's about the music.
Yeah, and that's what's good about y'all station, the artists first, is because y'all actually listening to the artists and listening to what they talking about and stuff, unlike a major radio station that just basically playing your music because you paid them big bucks to play it. You know, they're not really giving you any radio time because they want to. It's basically about the money that they're getting from you.
Exactly. That's it. Anyway, but I wish we had more time. Girl Talk and the CBS News is flying at us pretty quick here, and I wanted to make sure I had time to fit the last cut in. That's the voice of DJ Soto. He's from First Mind Records. We had Black G on for the first half of the program, and he had to duck out. And we're about to run of one final cut, but all of the links are there, folks. You can support these guys. You can buy stuff. You can go online right now and download their music. And as you can hear, DJ is on assignment in New York City promoting, out there working for his project. So anything we can do, DJ, to help you out, man, you just let us know. We'd really like to help you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, in this next track, Dealing Doses, basically came about because it's basically a concept of what we're doing. People think it's relating to drugs, but when we say we're dealing doses, we're actually dealing doses of music. You know, our lyrics, we're dealing them to the streets and to the public. So that's basically where Dealing Doses came about. So everybody that's listening out there, I really want you to listen to this track and basically get a feel for it and show your support and your love at, you know, facebook.com/firstmindrecords. And just leave us a comment and let us know what you think about our music and what you heard so far on Artists First Radio.
DJ, thanks again for your time, and best of luck with your project. We look forward to having you back as soon as you guys can make it.
Okay, no doubt. Thank you.
Dealing Doses. So close. First Mind Records.
Dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling nonstop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling nonstop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling nonstop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling nonstop. Keep dealing lyrics that's hot like out the microwave. In the ghetto, coming up, staying on my hustle, man. Everybody guaranteed to feel this dope hit, like it's fresh out the crock pot from the brick. And when it's lit, they always say it's potent. I keep my fans wanting to hear more hits like they smoking. First Mind Records, yeah, we got that comeback.
dealing doses of this dope, making paper stack. Supply the demand, we gotta keep some more of that. Better not run out, cause we gon' miss a lot of licks. I'ma keep dealing this, got them buying it all the time. Dealing doses, yo, we working with the squad.
We keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent.
Hard with that comeback, cause y'all already know where it's at. First mind, records trick, I forever stay reppin' this. Seeing no games being played, we dropping doses and getting paid. H time we got it made, deal more doses in pharmacies. In the States or overseas, whatever you need, just holler at me. Come on down to the BYT, from the Southeast to the Southwest. We dealing doses and getting rich, hop on juice and hit the switch. From front to back and side to side, dealing doses till I die. Trying to take it worldwide, it's for sale online. You already know it's our time. You already know we gon' shine. Niggas got us on grind. That's why I can't stop dealing mine. Cause we're on rise with franchise. God over everything.
We keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. Dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop.
Hold up, this that breakdown. And I'ma show you how to break it down. I cut it up a notch, let me take it down. See, I was in the building, but it's vacant now. I'm on the ground, so they faking now. And that's the reason they hating me. But they know about the blow. And that's the reason they waiting. I be shining, I go for mining. Wrist be blind and I ain't even trying. I be flying, I can't deny it. They want the dough, so I supply it. Drop a track and cause a riot. So I got them rocking like my bright. I'm on the top just like some icing. Game over, throw the dice in. I be shining, I go for mining. Wrist be blind and I ain't even trying. I be flying, I can't deny it. They want the dough, so I supply it. Drop a track and cause a riot. So I got them rocking like my bright. I'm on the top just like some icing. Game over.
That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent, selling non-stop. That's why we keep dealing doses of this dope that we got everywhere, anywhere. So potent.